Good morning, good morning, good morning, my loves. This is Roseanne Austin, and I am so happy to be here with you this morning. You are presently at the conference that we have decided to title Your Journey, Your Rules, The Smart Woman's Path to Success on Her Fertility Journey. I am so excited about what we have to share with you this morning. So there are women jumping on this call from literally all over the world. So as these women are jumping on along with us here, if everyone could just, if you've dialed in, if you could just hit star 2 on your telephone keypad, I would really appreciate it to make sure that we have zero connectivity issues. I want to make sure that everybody can hear me. What I'm going to be sharing with you this morning is just super exciting. It has the power to transform what you think and what you believe on your journey. So we don't want to miss even a second of it. So awesome. Great. It looks like we are great on sound. So my loves, again, this is Roseanne Austin. For those of you who are just jumping on, you have the distinct and exciting opportunity to be part of our class this morning. Again, the title is Your Journey, Your Rules, The Smart Woman's Path to Success on Her Fertility Journey. During the time that we have together this morning, we are going to empower you to shake things up, to let go of the stories that keep you feeling trapped and start asking better questions so that you, my loves, can break free from the confines of living your fertility journey by everybody else's rules. You know, let me tell you, the sooner that you master what I have to share with you today, the sooner you will break free from the crippling fear, doubt, negativity, shame, insecurity, jealousy, obsession, and the clown car of negative emotions that set you up for a one-way trip to overwhelm and burnout on this journey, okay? Because let's be honest. For those of you who have been trying to conceive for longer than a couple months, you know this journey is a marathon. It is not a sprint. That's why you've got to get smart about how you live it and thereby set yourself up for success, okay? So I really want you to take this on board and really start asking yourself, you know, where am I at on this journey, you know, as far as the rules are concerned. You know, I want you to start letting that sort of swirl around in the back of your mind and really get a sense of that, you know, for yourself. As you start taking in this information, I want you to be, you know, where am I living by everybody else's rules? It's going to be really important because one of the components of this morning's training is we're going to open up the phone lines. I want to coach you. I want to answer your questions. You have a woman on the other end of this line that has lived this journey, kicked his ass, and triumphed at a time when there would have been no reason for me to believe that it was possible. And I see this every day, okay? And this is what I want for you. And so, my love, you are absolutely in the right place if you feel overwhelmed by advice, opinions, rules about what you should do or what will, quote unquote, work when you're trying to conceive. You are absolutely in the right place if you ever want to curl up into a ball because it feels like nothing you do is perfect enough. And you are absolutely in the right place if there are times when you wonder if all this craziness is worth it. Okay, this is your chance to be inspired and take your power back, okay? It's time to start creating your own set of rules so that you can take the rightful position as the true leader in your life and on your fertility journey. And I know you may not feel like the leader of much right now, but here's the truth. You are way more powerful than you think. In fact, you indeed have the power to make your own rules on this journey, rules that honor your unique truth, your experience, and what you desire most. So let's just take a moment right now as we get started to honor that part of you. You know, just take a moment. We never do stuff like this, right? Like we never stop and really think about ourselves and honor who we are. You know, we're always on this journey, running around, looking at what the next thing is, you know, beating ourselves up. Nope. Right now, you're going to break that pattern. And I want you to just take a moment. Just honor the part of you that desires more. Because you made one heck of a choice to be here this morning, baby. Own it. You are on this call because you want more for yourself than fear, freak out, and overwhelm on this journey. Lean into that desire, because as you will learn, honoring your desires is the foundation of creating your own rules on this journey. It's the bedrock of living this journey on your terms rather than constantly being at the mercy of opinions of others, statistics, and ultimately not knowing which way is up. And let me toss you a nugget right now that has the power to rock your world. And look, if you take nothing else from our time together, remember this, okay? Get your pencils ready, and or your pens or your writing instrument. It doesn't really matter. Get yourselves ready, because this is huge, huge, okay? And this is something that I wish that I had a better grip on all those years ago when I started my journey, and it's this. When you live by your own rules, you create your own insurance policy against regret on this journey. When you live by your own rules, you create your own insurance policy against regret on this journey. Your rules shape your experience. They determine the actions you do or don't take, and therefore they have the power to impact your results, which is why smart women make their own rules. Can you see already why this topic is so important? Your journey, your rules, ladies. And this subject could not be more timely, as there is a wave of sentiment around the globe right now about women taking back their power, women rising up and claiming what's theirs and speaking their truth. And nowhere does this notion have greater impact than in our individual lives. When we say yes to our truth, we lead by example, we tune out the noise, and empower ourselves to make the seemingly impossible possible. And as a woman myself who continued to say hell yes to the desire to be a mom despite years of failed treatments, years of withering looks from doctors, miscarriage, and being in her 40s, and having no outward reason to believe it would ever happen for me, I can say that to you with absolute confidence. You know, living this journey by my own rules, regardless of statistics and other people's opinions, is why I'm 44 today with a 7-month-old baby boy who was conceived naturally. Living by my rules is why I beat the odds. And beating the odds is what my ladies do day in and day out. There's a baby boom in my coaching practice right now, which I am not ashamed to share because I am ecstatic. We've had 5 pregnancies in 50 days. So let me tell you, each and every one of those ladies who's made that happen did so because she lived by her own rules. So my loves, I want you to know this is how friggin' powerful you are. This is why I'm so passionate about what I teach and why I love coaching women around the world to master their mindset on this journey. And as one of my most beloved mentors said to me, the smartest thing you can possibly do when you have a goal is find someone to coach you who has achieved the success you've desired. Okay, if you want success leaves clues. So, and that's exactly why I do what I do. You know, you want to learn from people who have achieved the success that you desire. Let them show you the way. Apply their hard-won wisdom to your own life. What's the point of reinventing the wheel? And that's, my loves, what we are going to do today. I'm going to be sharing some of what I teach women across the globe to do when it comes to living this journey by rules of their own making, okay? So as we get started, I want to take a moment to send a loving shout out to Joanne and the entire Circle and Bloom family for making this time together possible. They are absolutely amazing, amazing. You know, Joanne is such an absolute light in the fertility community, and Circle and Bloom was a critical part of my own journey. And I can tell you, you know, when I was going through treatment, I had Joanne's beautiful voice flowing through my mobile device, and it made all the difference in the world. So just take a moment, hashtag love Circle Bloom. Just think about Circle and Bloom. Send them so much gratitude right now, so much light, okay, because this is their gift to you. Every single woman that is on this call right now is so beloved and so cherished by me and the entire Circle and Bloom community. So just keep that in mind. So now get ready, my loves, because today this is what you're going to learn. I'm going to be going over the two-word rule women who are successful on this journey live by. We're going to talk about the split-second mindset shift that will catapult you out of overwhelm when it comes to shoulds, musts, and have-tos. And we're going to be looking at where women who are truly committed to making their desires a reality put their focus. You know, it's a question I get a lot is, you know, where are these, you know, what are these successful women doing? You know, what did you do? You know, it's all about focus, and we're going to get really into that. And I have, we've got a lot of really great examples of that. So I'm super excited to get into that. And as I said, the first part, I'm just going to be sharing this information with you. And then next, like I said, get in line, ladies. Get in line to ask your questions, to get some coaching. If you cannot tell, I'm an open book and extraordinarily passionate about what I teach, okay? Use this opportunity to get in line, ask a question. When I open up the phone lines, you're going to hit *2 on your telephone keypad, not right now, but when I open up the lines, and let's work this out for you. There's nothing more irresistible than a woman that lives her journey on her terms. Like I said, she's essentially creating an insurance policy against regret, and there's nothing worse than the searing pain of regret. So let's avoid that for you. Let's set you up for success. Also, set the intention right here, right now, ladies. Close out any distractions. Let our time together this morning be a gift to yourself. Let it be part of your self-care. You know, don't answer any texts. Really be here. Take notes. Be in this. Be the woman that raises her hand and asks a question, okay? So be present. Be the woman who gets what she came for, baby. Get what you came for. I'm here for you. And so for those of you, I mean, we've got so many women on this line right now. Some of you are bound to not know who I am or why I'm even leading this call. So for those of you who do not know me or are new to my work, my name is Roseanne Austin. I am a fertility mindset coach. I help women get pregnant. Your doctor and your fertility practitioner is there to take care of your body. My work is about your beautiful mind. Women who are successful on this journey, they make what they think and what they believe a priority, okay? Mindset matters. The interplay between mind and body is undeniable. Mindset is so often the missing link. And if you are part of the Circle and Bloom community, you know this. That's why you do your meditations. That's why you do them without fail. And, you know, I had to learn about mindset the hard way because I spent years on my own fertility journey while I was a trial attorney here in California. I spent years in overwhelm chasing every treatment, diet, healer, supplement, lotion, potion, wondering why nothing was working for me. I spent over $100,000 in this process. Like I stopped counting after $100,000. I just couldn't take it anymore. You know, I beat myself up endlessly. I was feeling jealous. I hardly recognized the woman that I had become. You know, I was torturing myself constantly. I was always worried that my husband would leave me for somebody younger and more fertile. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, while I was doing everything I knew to do to physically get pregnant, you know, I realized that I was utterly failing at one thing that is the foundation of health and well-being, and that's mindset. I remember hearing a long time ago that there are two types of cancer, can surrender and can survive. And I always just kind of laughed at that. Like I never really, you know, I thought, oh, that's really, you know, that must be true. But like I never made the connection between the power of mindset and my fertility. I just kind of figured that if I took a pill or a doctor gave me a prescription or I had whatever treatment that it would work. You know, but with the mounting numbers of ridiculous quote unquote failures that I had, you know, I had to do what any smart woman does. Like I had to look, you know, like what's not working here? You know, and I took an inventory of what I was doing. You know, I had to look what wasn't clean, what wasn't healthy, you know, what was out of alignment. And it was the way I was thinking. You know, when your mindset is not in alignment, you create a situation where your thoughts and your beliefs, because your thoughts and beliefs dictate your actions, my loves. So if your mindset is not in alignment with your goal, what you're desiring to achieve, your mindset is quietly and creepy in its method of sabotage, okay? Like it quietly creeps into sabotage. And if you take an honest look, if you really take an honest look, you'll see the pattern. So, you know, this is why it doesn't make any sense to be getting state-of-the-art treatment, having the perfect diet, taking every supplement you can get your beautiful little hands on, all the while being trapped in crippling stress, negativity, fear that just floods your body with toxicity. Okay, your mindset, it influences everything you do and every decision you make. Therefore, it unquestionably impacts your results. Smart women bring the power of mind and body together to get the result they desire. And I've seen this over and over and over again. In my life, I see it every single day in the lives of my clients. And this is why I left being a state prosecutor, because what I saw in my own life, I was so passionate about it. I'm like, I've got to teach women all over the world how to do this, because when I mastered my mindset, I transformed my results. And again, it's why I was able to beat the odds. That's what I want for you too. Okay, I teach women how to create the same results in their lives. And so, like I said, my loves, earlier, 5 pregnancies, 50 days. You know, this is what happens when women take control. Success leaves clues. Learn from people who have achieved the success you desire. So if after this call you want to dive into this with me, I'll tell you how you want to do, how you can do that, and learn the things that have helped change the lives of women all over the world. So with that being said, my loves, let's do this, okay? So let's talk about the first thing that I promised I would teach you, and that is the 2-word rule women who are successful on this journey live by. Okay, get your pencils ready, get your paper ready, because this will rock your world. Ready? Trust yourself. Trust yourself. Trust yourself. Time's up on trusting other people more than you trust yourself, loves. If you desire success in this journey on your terms, you've got to end the nasty habit of handing your power over to other people, okay? Huge, huge. When we have all kinds of information flying around about what we should or should not do, or what worked for this person, what worked for that, you know, this is why our heads feel like they want to explode half the time, or maybe more than half the time on this journey. You know, when you allow other people's voices to be louder than yours, you get overwhelmed by the noise. All right, you've got to show up to this journey knowing what you value and able to trust your instincts so that your voice doesn't get lost in the mix. When you don't trust yourself, you open yourself up for loads of regret, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm sure you can think of an example at least once on this journey when you've had a gut feeling about doing something, but then you talked yourself out of it and you missed a killer opportunity. You end up kicking yourself, or perhaps you've had a bad feeling about something, but you do it anyway because you don't want to make waves, and then you get zinged and it totally sucks, right? Like you find yourself saying, ah, why did I do that? You know, why? Oh, I should have known better. I knew that that was, you know, you just, this is what happens. You've got to trust yourself. And, you know, that's one of the things I hear over and over again from my clients. You know, I wish I found you sooner. There are so many things I would have done differently. And I know exactly what they mean, because I made more costly, quote unquote, mistakes because I didn't trust myself than I care to admit. And one of them could have landed me in a very different situation today. You see, because I have been told since I was 37 that the only way I was going to have a baby was with the use of a donor egg. Now, I've got zero judgment on the use of donor eggs. I think it's an amazing option. Many of my clients have babies now because of that option, and they are insanely happy. I just didn't feel it. It wasn't in my heart. There was something in me that just knew it wasn't right for me, okay? So, you know, even though all these doctors and all these people were telling me that that's what I needed to do, like, Roseanne, if you're going to have a baby, this is the only way it's going to happen. You know, I just didn't, like, it, for some reason, I mean, I can't explain it other than, you know, my internal navigation system. I just knew that that wasn't for me. And I had to trust myself. Trusting myself was a huge leap of faith because, as I said earlier, by all accounts, conceiving my baby with my own eggs wasn't in the cards, but it friggin' happened. At 42, I conceived at 42, gave birth at 43, and I'm 44 now. And I have a healthy, hilarious baby boy, you know, and that's that is what I knew in my heart would happen. And this is why, my loves, this is why the very first thing out of my mouth when it comes to, you know, the rules that successful women live by is you've got to trust yourself, okay? Your journey, your rules. You know, no one is immune to making mistakes, right? Like, that doesn't mean that when you trust yourself, suddenly the seas part and the sky is clear. What it means is that you take responsibility, you know, expect that there are going to be screw-ups here and there, but that's not, you know, the point is not being perfect. Perfection is a ludicrous illusion. You know, nobody is ever going to be a better advocate for you being a mom on your terms than you. You know, put your skin in the game. Be the woman who says, no, I trust myself. You know, you are the one that has to live with yourself. Everybody else gets to go home at night and live their own lives, regardless of your results. Now, that's real, isn't it? Everyone else gets to go home, regardless of your results. You know, you have to live with yourself and your choices and being the woman that does not self-abandon. You do not want to be the woman who completely betrays the truth that's in her heart. So trust yourselves, my loves, your journey, your rules. Now, the second thing I want to share with you is the split-second mindset shift that will catapult you out of overwhelm when it comes to shoulds, musts, and have-tos, okay? Boring. Shoulds, musts, and have-tos. Here's the deal. Opinions and statistics are simply information. They are just information. You know, my clients have heard me say this over and over and over again, and I will not back off of this statement. Opinions and statistics, they're just information. They are not verdicts. Every expert is going to have an opinion about what you quote-unquote should be doing. And you'll get 10 experts in a room, and you're likely to hear 10 variances in their answers and, you know, about what's going to get you over the finish line. So this is why your voice matters. You know, your physician, your fertility practitioner, they are human. Nobody can guarantee that when a sperm and an egg come together, it will result in a baby. That means your voice, your opinion matters just as much as anybody else's, love. You know, everybody has an opinion. Make yours the most important one. You know, how's that for leveling the playing field? You know, you've got to weigh the shoulds, the musts, and the have-tos with your own values and what you know about yourself. I mean, I can't tell you the number of times that non-medical professionals have said to me, you know, I just knew my body wasn't responding to this. Yeah, you know, that's not what the statistics said, or it's not what this protocol, you know, the reaction that protocol was meant to have, but they responded differently and they just knew it, but they didn't trust themselves to raise it with their fertility team. And then they end up paying the price, you know, so it's very, very important, you know, for you to really take your own inventory of what's going on. And, you know, failing to really think about whether something we are told to do really works for us is why we end up feeling like we're chasing our tails and running an impossible obstacle course on this journey. You know, one person will tell us to do things, then we come across information that stands for the proposition of doing the exact opposite. You know, this is where you get to pick and choose, my loves. This is where you get to be discerning, okay? Remember rule number one, you've got to trust yourself. Everything must be filtered through that truth. Now, please don't misinterpret what I'm saying as me throwing shade on doctors, medicine, or anyone else that might be supporting you on your journey. Not at all. Not at all. I have deep respect for physicians. I coach a lot of them. You know, medicine of all kinds is helping women make their dreams come true. It's wonderful. Simply remember, though, that an empowered woman is an empowered patient. She works with her physician and expects her physician to work with her. This is a collaboration, not a relationship of helpless tyranny, okay? This is why, you know, having trust in yourself and being the woman who understands that opinions and statistics are simply information, this is why so many of my clients have beaten the odds by deeply onboarding this belief. Endometriosis, pregnant. PCOS, pregnant. low ovarian reserve, pregnant, fibroids, pregnant, delightfully over 40, pregnant. And when you understand that opinions and statistics are simply information, you get out of overwhelm. You exercise your own judgment and you say yes to what works for you and no to that which doesn't. Do you see how powerful you can be, my loves? You know, and I'll give you another example of this. And actually, this particular client has been on this monthly seminar series before, and her name is Tracy, and she was sharing how, you know, she had lived with uterine fibroids for decades, and she was going in for IVF treatment, and her doctor was really hesitant and said, no, you've got a fibroid, you know, the chances of this working out, so, you know, slim, and she just looked at him and she said, we're doing the transfer. It's going to work. I know it. And I remember, you know, when she was telling me that, I'm like, holy cow, this woman is on fire. I love her. But she was using exactly the kind of tools that we are talking about here. And 2 weeks later, pregnant. She gave birth about 3 weeks before I did to a healthy baby boy. And so, my loves, I mean, this is what happens when a woman is on fire about what she believes. She lives her journey by her truth. And if you go back through the Circle and Bloom podcast, you'll hear that. You'll hear Tracy's story. And it was just incredible. So this is a gift that you give to yourselves, my loves. Your journey, your rules. Keep that in mind, okay? So let's talk about the third thing, where women who are truly committed to making their desires a reality put their focus, okay? Smart women who guarantee their own success on this journey focus on one question and one question alone. How can this happen for me? Okay, let me repeat that. How can this happen for me? Not, oh my God, how can this happen for me? It's how can this happen for me. They don't waste time with a myriad of reasons why it can't. They focus their attention on the one reason it can. That is insanely powerful. And one of the reasons why this works is because we get what we focus on. If all you focus on is negativity and misery, that's all you will see. Now, that's not magical thinking. That's just reality. You know, if I ask you to take a look wherever you're sitting right now, look around and tell me how many red things you see. You can tell me. But if I also, in the same breath, later ask you, well, how many purple things did you see? You won't be able to tell me because I asked you to focus on red. You know, and that's what we do. We focus on one thing, you know, and when you focus on that one thing, that is all you're going to see. So it's extremely important. And let me give you a very current example of where women who are successful on this journey focus and why it is so important and why asking the question, how can this happen for me, will catapult you towards success. My fertility heroine right now at the moment is United States Senator Tammy Duckworth. Senator Duckworth, I don't know if you heard this week, but Senator Duckworth is, she just, not only is she an amazing badass and one hell of a light in the fertility world, she is a retired Army Lieutenant Colonel who was a helicopter pilot. She's also a double amputee as a result of her Black Hawk helicopter, which she was piloting, was shot down in Iraq. This amazing woman is becoming a mom for the second time at age 49. Okay, she's expected to have her baby just a few weeks before she turns 50. This woman makes no bones about her struggle with fertility. She is such an inspiration, and she's even talked about how 50 is the new 40 for when it comes to having babies. You know, this woman, who is a veteran, lost both legs in combat. She was one of the few female helicopter pilots in the armed forces. She continued to say hell yes to becoming a mom on her terms at a time when most people would have thrown in the towel. You know, most people would have said, you know, you survived, you know, being a double amputee, you survived having your Black Hawk helicopter. I mean, that I cannot get over. You know, you survived having your Black Hawk helicopter shot down in Iraq. You know, ease up. you know, maybe you should slow down a little bit. She didn't. She didn't. She kept at it. She had one baby through the power of IVF. And she then decided, you know, I'm not done. You know, my family is not complete. I want another baby. And look at what she created for herself. You know, this is what successful women on this journey do. They keep saying yes. You know, she is an example of asking better questions. Instead of feeling sorry for herself and letting everyone else's opinions about her age, her physical condition, or anything else, she kept asking, how can this happen for me? And she found a way. And she will thus be the first sitting U.S. senator to give birth while in office. And not only is she making her dreams come true, my love, she is making history. All right, this is how powerful you are. You don't have to be flying a Black Hawk helicopter to apply this in your own life, my love. This is simply the power that a woman has when she lives by her own rules, okay? Make your own rules. Quit playing by everyone else's. You know, put more faith in your desires than your fears. Your journey is unique. Color outside of the lines and break the rules, baby. You know, the bottom line here is this is your journey. Therefore, live it based on your own rules. It doesn't matter where you've been on this journey. It doesn't matter how many times it, quote unquote, didn't work out. Give yourself the chance to take a stand for your desire. Do not take no for an answer. Okay? And so, I am super excited to get to your questions, but I want to recap what I've taught you this morning. You have learned the two-word rule women who are successful on this journey live by. Remember what I said, trust yourself. You've learned the split-second mindset shift that will catapult you out of overwhelm when it comes to shoulds, musts, have-tos, and that all the other mess that we get thrown in our faces on this journey. Opinions and statistics, they are simply information, right? They are information that you, as an intelligent woman, get to marshal. Smart women take information on that makes sense, and they are the ones that decide what is right for them, okay? So that's what I want you to be able to do. And so the next thing that I want for you to know is that, and to remember in this whole process, is that you have to start asking better questions. You really got to allow yourself the opportunity to really look at things differently and to give yourself the opportunity, you know, how can this happen for me? What are the ways in which I can have what it is that I want? And so, you know, just keep this in mind. Give yourself this gift and give yourself this opportunity to really make this journey something of your absolute own design. Okay, this is so important, and this is such a critical thing for women on this journey to really understand. And so you now have ideas, my love, to start working with, you know, beginning to create an actionable plan for yourself in rewriting the rules on your journey and really taking a look. Remember what I asked you to do in the very beginning, is really take an inventory of, you know, where are you stuck on this journey? Where are you in a place where the reality is you're living by everybody else's rules but your own? You know, really think back to that, you know, and take a second, you know, and ask, you know, how can I do this differently? What is available to me? If I start implementing what I've learned this morning, what could be different? And so I am sure that, you know, it's abundantly clear to you now how powerful mindset is on this journey. And you've got to ask yourself, what will you do with what you learned today? You know, some of you will go on about your day and never think about any of this again. But there are going to be others of you who say to yourselves, no, you know, I want this. I want this to be a reality in my life. Like, I want to do things differently. I want to be in a different situation. You know, I want to be able to use my mindset to help me get into, you know, a different place on my journey. I want to be able to leverage mindset to help me get to the next level, to help myself achieve success. And if that's what you want, that's what I teach women to do, my loves. So as being a member of the Circle in Bloom community, one of our gifts to you this morning is if you know that mindset is the missing piece for you and you know you want to work on your mindset, specifically with me, we're giving you the opportunity to have a breakthrough session with me as our gift. So if you're listening online, there's a little gray box in the upper left-hand corner. You can click there to apply for a session with me. This is really for women who are serious about working on mindset, and I am happy to support you through that. And let's talk about what's going on for you on your journey and see if I might be able to support you. That's a very important thing. So that's our gift. You can also go to www.frommaybetobaby.com/breakthrough and request the time with me. So now I'm going to open up the phone lines. Our power kind of flickered out for a second, but it's back on. So I really want to take your questions quickly before there's any chance of the power going out again. So if you have a question for me, I want you to hit *2 on your telephone keypad to get in line to ask a question. And this is about anything. You can ask me anything about what I shared this morning. You can ask me about my experience. It doesn't really matter. I'm totally open. And this is your opportunity to get some coaching. You know, maybe you realize that there's a place where you're playing small and you're stuck living by everyone else's rules and you want to talk it through. Hit *2 on your telephone keypad and let's work it out, my love. And I also see that there are some questions that are coming through from the Q&A, so I'm going to start there first, and then I will get to your live questions. Okay, so the first one comes from Lisa in New Zealand. Wow, New Zealand, I think it's really early in the morning for you, Lisa, so amen to you. Okay, it says, firstly, I'd like to acknowledge that you are an inspiration to all women trying to conceive. I enjoy your emails and seminars, so thank you. Oh, that's sweet, Lisa. My question is, I'm wondering about drinking coffee and if this is okay when trying to conceive. It seems like there are mixed messages about this depending on who you talk to. This is probably my only downfall as I enjoy drinking it. Any advice you have would be awesome. Okay, Lisa. All right. So let me start out by saying I am not a medical professional, nor do I profess to be. I don't even play one on TV. So this is a question that must be answered by a professional when it comes to medicine and your unique situation. What I'm going to share with you is simply my opinion. It is simply my anecdotal experience. So you need to go and get the guidance from a doctor to make your own decision. Okay, so this is you being an intelligent woman, getting information, and trusting yourself. Remember rule number one, trust yourself. My experience is that I was doing everything they tell you not to do. My husband and I had just come home from Paris. We were drinking champagne. I was eating raw cheese. I was walking on fire with Tony Robbins. Like, I was doing all kinds of stuff. I was doing everything they tell you not to do, and boom, I got pregnant. And I truly believe that I got pregnant. It's not the first time I was pregnant, but it was the first time I had carried to term. And I was 42 when I conceived, 43 when I had him, and I'm 44 now. And the reality is that it doesn't surprise me that we conceived my son and that he's with us here today because of the woman I was being. I was so friggin' happy. I was so saying yes to the life that I desired. I was helping women all over the world make their dreams come true. It made perfect sense. You know, sometimes we don't always understand why things happen the way that they happen on this journey. It's only in retrospect that we're able to see why things happen the way that they did and why things happen in perfect timing. And I share that with you because, look, I mean, what you're asking is a totally legitimate question, but it's also the thing that, like, takes so many women down on this journey. We get so many messages, you know, you're not supposed to have alcohol. you're not supposed to eat too many greens. Like, I had a thyroid issue, and they're like, oh, you know, your greens have to be cooked if you want it. Like, it was just maddening, you know. And as I said early on when I was introducing myself, like, I mean, anything I could get my hands on, like, I was obsessed. Like, I was obsessed with fertility diet. I was every lotion, potion, spray I could get my hands on. I was steaming my vagina. I was doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And they each, you know, in and of themselves, I mean, I don't know if they had any value. I mean, some of the things, you know, were great. But I think ultimately the bottom line was I felt different about myself. I felt different about my prospects, and I trusted myself, that what was in my heart, like, I just kept going for it. I wasn't going to let any individual month or any individual opinion take me down. I knew what was true for me, and I just kept going. And like I said, I see this in my clients every single day. These are the women who make their dreams come true. This is a common quality that they all have. This is, well, it's an uncommon quality, but it's a common characteristic that I see in every one of them. And it doesn't matter where they are in the world. It's really cool. It's really that unifying thing of women who take a stand for what they desire. So I hope that answers your question, Lisa. A little bit long-winded, but I really hope that that kind of extra insight might be able to empower you to look at things with a reasonable lens on your journey and through the lens of what's true for you. Great question. So there's another question from Belfast, UK, from Susie. How to stay positive on the journey when problems come? Oh, great question. Susie, so here's the thing. Like, I mean, I don't know what problems you're talking about. I'll just respond to this from the standpoint of just general twists and turns that come on this journey. If you want to call in, I'd be happy to give you a more specific answer and coach you through it if you want to call in. But the reality is you've got to really connect with why you're on this journey. You know, there are no guarantees of when or how your baby is going to come, but if you're the woman who makes the decision that her baby is coming and she is in the game, she's going to continue to say yes regardless of what shows up, that's how you stay positive. Now, the other thing I want to support you to do is we're not about rainbows, unicorns, and pouring pink paint over everything. You know, you get to have your emotions. Disappointing things come up on this journey. Allow yourself to feel that. But you also have the power as the amazing woman you are to not be taken down by that. Okay, it's one thing to feel your emotion. It's another to be leveled by it. You know, you got to get up, dust yourself off, and keep saying yes to what it is that you desire, because that's what drives you, you know. And so if you ever feel like you're in a hole and you're saying to yourself, I don't know if I can keep going, you know, this is the thing. Go back to why it is that you're even on this journey. You know, I can tell you whenever Asher laughs, you know, my boy is going to be 7 months old next week. And whenever that boy laughs, like, all of the pain that I went through goes away, because I just remember, you know, this boy is why I'm on this journey. This boy is why I kept saying yes to and trusting myself and not listening to opinions and statistics, you know, not letting, well, let me rephrase that. It's not that I didn't listen to opinions and statistics. Any intelligent woman is going to take information and marshal it in a way that makes sense for her. But I didn't let them become verdicts. I didn't let somebody saying, oh, the chances of a woman over 40 conceiving naturally are like 0.00000. I don't know if that's actually the statistic. I'm just giving an example here. But I think you get the point. Like, I just wasn't going to listen. I didn't want to listen to that because it's not the truth. There are just as many women getting pregnant over 40 these days, like, through various means. Like, so this notion that there's only one way to get to where you want to go, it's just ridiculous and short-sighted. And it's, you know, in a lot of ways, it's fear-mongering. So be the empowered woman. Remember, an empowered woman is an empowered patient. You know, really, your voice matters. You know, with all the variance and people's opinions, that means the playing field is level. You know, you have just as much of a chance of being right as anybody else. You know, my belief that this was going to happen for me flew in the face of people who were trained at Harvard and Yale and all these other things. And I was just a state prosecutor from California who went to law school. I didn't know anything about medicine, but I just knew in my heart that it was going to happen for me. And I had to keep cultivating that belief and keep choosing that every single day. So, Susie, that's what I encourage you to do as well. So, let's see. There's also a question here from Jeanette in San Jose. Hello, I wake up to anxiety every morning, and I can't shake this feeling. I know I need to change my mindset, but I can't seem to get the help. I listen to meditations daily. I do yoga. I go back and listen to the teleseminars and read the blogs on the Circle and Bloom site. I signed up for a hypnotherapy session and couldn't get hypnotized. I signed up, I signed up for a breakthrough session, never heard anything. I need to get help from this horrible mindset cycle. Where do I go from here? Jeanette, well, there's a lot of different ways you can go. First of all, you know, you've got to be the woman who's willing to put herself in the game and get, you know, and say, look, if I'm reaching out for all this help, I'm going to be the woman who actually does something with it. You've got to hold yourself to a higher standard. You know, you can't just be out there like asking for all this help. You've got to learn, you know, to be open for it, put yourself in the game, and just say, look, I'm open to receiving, you know, and it sounds like you're doing a good job at least trying to get that information. You know, keep doing it. You know, keep doing it. If you're serious about working on mindset, I just told everybody how they can get an opportunity to talk with me about working together. You can go to my website, www.frommaybetobaby.com/breakthrough. Or if you're listening online, you can hit that little gray box in the upper left-hand corner and apply for some time with me. That is our gift to the Circle and Bloom community, but it's really only for women who are serious about making mindset a priority, okay? So I hope I answer your question. Keep going, love. It sounds like this really matters to you, so go for it. There's also a question here from Rabia in Manchester. How do you separate other people's opinions from yours and stick to how you feel in your gut? I often feel positive, then feel it being sucked out of me when I hear others' opinions. Oh, Rabia, great question. As the great Napoleon Hill says, your mind must be closed tightly to the influences and opinions of others, you know, that would, you know, basically you've just got to create your own blinders, baby. You've got to know that your truth and what you believe is just as powerful, if not more powerful, than what anybody else thinks. You know, I stand for the proposition that what you think and believe, that's all that matters, because I've seen it. I pulled a rabbit out of a hat, and I see women all over the world pulling rabbits out of the hats, you know, regardless of what other people think. And, you know, you've just got to be strong enough in yourself and cultivate that strength. Work on that mindset. You know, you're definitely, you know, we all have wounds. We all have things that come up for us, and you've got to be willing to work through them. You've got to create a new paradigm for yourself on this journey and stop subordinating your opinions to those of others. You know yourself best, you know, and that's why I said, you know, when you live by your own rules, you create an insurance policy against regret, because there's something that's telling you, Rabia, in your heart that this is happening for you, and you've got to focus on that, and you've got to trust yourself so that everyone else's opinion, it's just an opinion. Nobody here is like, you know, has taken over for the universe or a higher power to decide, you know, whether this is happening for you. There's, you know, whatever your beliefs are, you know, nobody's above that, okay? So you've really got to trust yourself here. So get deeply grounded in what it is that you believe. Thank people for their opinions and send them away with love. You know, create this beautiful bubble around what you believe, because when you lead with that, you position yourself for success on this journey. Okay, Jennifer in Israel, woohoo! I've been trying to conceive for 3 years now with unexplained infertility. I've been doing things on my own terms, but they haven't worked out. What can I change? Well, Jennifer, I don't know anything about your background, so that's kind of a broad question. I can't really answer that. But what I would encourage you to do is, as an intelligent woman, you know, really take inventory. Really take a look. You know, what are the different pieces in the mosaic of your fertility journey? You know, take a look around. You know, what's working, what's not working? Where do you see the gap? You know, do you have that slow creep of a negative mindset? You know, because like I said, I mean, this is logical and this is linear. Your thoughts and beliefs dictate your results, because your thoughts and beliefs dictate your behaviors, and your behaviors, you know, are what yield the result. And, you know, are you aligning yourself with the right clinic? You know, what are you doing? What are the actions that you're taking? All of that has an impact on the result that you create. Okay. So just keep that in mind. And if you want to ask me live, go ahead. Please, you know, get in line, hit *2 on your telephone keypad, call in through Skype or online, and I'd be happy to chat with you. There's also a question here from Bianca in Genoa, Italy. Woo-hoo! All right, ladies. I wasn't kidding when I told you that we had a very international community here. Good morning. In Italy, the common granny advice is do not think about conceiving. When you let go this thought, it will happen. This is very stressful because it's impossible to not think about it. But the result is that you feel guilty and obsessed by the thought. What do you think about it? Thank you in advance. That's a killer question, Bianca. I love it. I hated that question. I mean, that statement too. And I still hate it, because it's kind of like, oh, just relax. It's going to happen. It's like, what are you talking about? You know, part of my life purpose is hanging in the balance. You know, I've known since I was, five that I wanted to be a mom or whatever. It's like, yeah, come on. Like, that's ridiculous. You're not just going to let that go. But here's the distinction. It's one thing to know what it is that you want, but it's another thing to obsess about it from a place of fear. Okay, I want to make that distinction here, because that's a lot of times what ends up happening is we freak out because of fear. We get obsessed because of fear. It's not going to happen. It's not the kind of obsession is like, oh, I know it's coming. I'm so excited. I can't stop thinking about it. Blah, 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 blah. You know, those two things are very different. You know, the fear-based thoughts are why, you know, when is it going to happen? You know, how is it going to happen? Why hasn't it happened? Why is it happening for her and not me? Is she better than me? Or, you know, all this stuff is coming from a place of lack and scarcity. It's from a place of not believing that it's truly going to happen for you. So what I would suggest for you, Bianca, is just take a second and decide for yourself what it is for you. Get the insight, get the awareness of what might be happening for you, so that you can better respond to that. You can create a different way of thinking and looking at this. So if you're able to call in, I would love to coach you on this, because it's such a great question. You can call in and hit *2 on your telephone keypad, and we can coach through it. Okay, love? Andiamo. So I hope I answered your question, Bianca. So I'm going to go back over to the phone lines, and I'm going to take a couple questions here. So it looks like I have a hand up from Charlotte, North Carolina. So if you're calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina, and the last two digits of your number are 51, I am unmuting your line. Hello, what's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Paula.
Hey, good morning, Paula.
How are you doing? Thanks so much for the session this morning.
Oh, you're so very welcome. It's my pleasure and it's my honor. How can I be of service to you this morning?
So I have a question for you about mentality. So over the last 2 years, my husband and I have been on a fertility journey where we've had five IUIs in 2016. We had two IVF retrievals and a successful transfer that resulted in a pregnancy, and then had a missed miscarriage at 11 weeks. Mm-hmm. So up until that missed miscarriage, I had such a positive mindset. Sometimes I was like, wow, I just can't believe I'm doing so well with all of this. You know, I no problem going to baby showers, or really positive mindset. But since that miscarriage, I'm just having so much trouble getting back on the baby train. We have embryos, we have frozen embryos, so I pretty much just need to tell the doctors, let's go, but I'm having trouble feeling like I'm mentally there. Any suggestions?
Okay. Yeah, oh gosh, lots of suggestions. So first of all, love, I want you to know that I see you, I hear you, and I honor your journey. Okay, having survived miscarriage myself, my heart goes out to you. I know how that can shake your confidence. So let me ask you this. What are you making the miscarriage mean?
Oh, good question.
I'm good at what I do. And I love it.
You know, maybe, you know, my initial thoughts in the beginning were, hey, you know what? The timing's just not right. Like, this just wasn't meant to be my time. And at this point, it's, you know, am I ready for this, right? And so I think maybe that's part. Maybe the miscarriage was because I'm not ready. So.
Oh, is that true?
I don't know.
Okay. What else are you making it mean? It seems like part of you is wondering if you were ready. What else are you making it mean?
The, you know, I have a big struggle with all of the restrictions that we hear about, you know, the food restrictions and the don't eat gluten and the don't eat dairy and the guilt associated with that. So is it the, you know, was I not strict enough on all of the guidance that we've received? That's something I definitely struggle with a little bit.
Sounds like you might be blaming yourself. You weren't good enough. You weren't perfect enough. That's why you miscarried.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of ruthless, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of unfair.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. You might want to transform that, you think?
Okay.
You think you might want to do that?
It's probably a better mindset.
Well, because we have to be really, really careful about what we make things mean. I love this Tony Robbins said, see things as they are, no worse. And what happens is when things, you know, disappointing and heartbreaking things on this journey happen, so often we start making them mean things that they don't. Sometimes miscarriage just happens. It's inexplainable. Like it's something that nobody has an explanation. 10 years in the courtroom, trust me. Being able to enunciate is not typically a problem for me, but you know, sometimes we just don't have an explanation for what happens. So you have to be super mindful about what you're making things mean. And if you're making the miscarriage mean that you weren't good enough, you weren't perfect enough, you took a bite of a donut, or, you know, you had some sugar, heaven forbid, you know, don't do that to yourself. You know, sometimes things just happen this way. And so what you want to do is just allow yourself to reframe the way that you think about what happened. I mean, you have every right to have your grief, to have your feelings about it. Nobody's making you wrong for that. You just get to decide what the meaning is that you will attach to that so that it doesn't get in your way. Because look, love, look at what's happening right now. You're hesitating. Your own words were that you've been hesitant. You have embryos and you're not moving forward because of what you think and what you believe right now.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. So I think a key mentality shift there for me would be that things don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be good enough to move on and try this again.
You're good enough now.
Yeah, I don't have to be perfect with the diet and never eat any dairy, et cetera, to move forward and this potentially be successful for us.
Well, so, and this is why I,
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. You know, every woman has to decide for herself her own level of comfort with these things, because, I mean, how do you, you know, if diet and all these other things were going to be the silver bullet, like, I mean, everyone would just change their diet and we'd all be holding babies, right? Like, I mean, I was on some of the most restrictive diets on the planet. Like, it was like no dairy, no gluten, no fun. Like, it was horrifying. And that's not me, you know, doing some kind of an indictment on diet. You know, everybody is different. You want to honor that in yourself. And this is why the very first thing I was teaching all of you this morning was trust yourself. You know, it's when I look back on how I beat the odds, like I was doing everything they tell you not to do. You know, I mean, it's just kind of funny. It's sort of ironic. So you've got to ask yourself is, you know, are the things that you're doing or not doing, is this really bringing joy? You know, is it a good balance between sensible living? You know, because nobody's going to suggest that you go on an alcohol bender or something stupid like that. You know, you want to incorporate one of the key ingredients that nobody ever really talks about. That's joy. You are trying to have a baby, my love. You are not going to your execution, you know, and so many people, we get so wrapped up in this that we forget the element of joy. We forget the element of why we're doing this is to live a very full life. So be the smart woman who decides what she's going to make things mean and who works with her practitioners to come up with something that is intelligent and pleasurable for you. Does that make sense? I mean, how much different would you feel about your journey if you didn't feel like you have no choices and that you were actually a partner with your treatment team and crafted something that was beautiful and was uniquely Paula? How different would that feel?
Yeah. Definitely the joy piece is the missing piece right now in the journey. Yeah, that was a key word for me when you said that. So,
yeah. So here's the thing. Let's give you something that you can really apply today. Tell me what is the belief that you choose to cultivate in yourself starting today. What do you choose to believe, my love?
I think I'm going to choose to believe that this can be successful again and that I can carry to, you know, pregnancy full term, and that I don't have to be so restrictive on myself in order to get there and can have a little bit more happiness along the way.
Okay. All right. So let's do this. Let's create three powerful mantras for you. You open to that?
Sure.
Okay, let's do it, baby. All right. So, but I'm going to tweak them because you deserve something that's going to really blow the doors off of your mindset. You ready?
Sure.
Okay. I will be successful.
All right.
I will carry full term.
All right.
I get to be myself in the process.
That's a good one.
I will be successful. I will carry to term. I get to be myself in the process. And I would throw in a fourth if you're feeling a little sassy, you can throw in, I deserve this.
All right.
Does that help?
Those are great. Thank you.
You are so welcome, my love. You deserve to be successful. Own this. Trust yourself. Give yourself the opportunity to run everything that you come upon on this journey through your set of values, and keep asking, how can this happen for me? Okay. So did I answer your question?
You did. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, my love. And I'm going to mute your line for your privacy. And I'm going to hang out for a few more minutes, my love. So if you have a question, go ahead and hit star 2 on your telephone keypad, and I will take your question next as we go forward. Let me just make sure I have all this. Okay, so I have a question that is coming in from the web. And if you've called in from the web, and I believe your name is Natalia. Oh, it looks like we might have lost Natalia. Let me see here. There was a web call there. Okay. Looks like we lost Natalia. Natalia, if you were calling in from the web, go ahead and raise your hand again by hitting star 2 on your telephone keypad because, oh, wait, there you are again. Here, let's try this. You there, Natalia?
Yes.
Oh, Natalia, there you are, my love. So what is your question?
Oh, my gosh, I didn't think this was going to work.
It did.
Oh, wow, okay. I think one of the questions I have is regarding my family. I'm single. I'm doing this process, this journey through donor sperm. And ever, you know, since the last podcast that I heard with you, it really did. I really worked on it, and I feel like I have really done a shift on my mindset. So I'm really, you know, I'm proud of myself because I really feel like you really made an impact on me. But with my family, specifically my mom, I've gone through 4 IUIs, no pregnancy outcome. And at first, for me, it was the first 2 was kind of it was a letdown, and but I moved forward, and like because of the mind shift, like now this last one, it wasn't disappointing. Like I said, okay, didn't work, we're gonna move on. But with her, like just her reaction, the look in her face, it's kind of like what. I almost feel like, oh, I don't want to tell her because I don't want to see the reaction in her face. And so I think that's kind of what affects me. Like myself, my mindset, I'm like, okay, it didn't work. We're moving on to, I'm going to do another one. But with her, it's like, I don't know how to deal with her in that aspect or how to tell her, okay, it's okay. It didn't work, but we're going to move forward. So,
okay. So I want to, beautiful question, Natalia, and I'm so glad you asked it. But help me to understand a little bit, what is it about mom's reaction that's getting to you? Because I understand that you don't want to see the look on her face or that, you know, but what is the look? What do you perceive the look to mean?
Well, she's disappointed. She maybe, you know, feels like, I know she really wants to be a grandmother. She doesn't have any other grandchildren. There's no children in our family yet. So when I first told her I wanted to do this, she was like, wow, like her face just, you know, she just was like, oh, yes, I totally support this. I really want you to do this. So, and I kind of tried to explain to her, like, the more I learn, the more research I do, that I'm aware that the IUIs, the more I do them, the better likely chances that it'll work. So I tell her, it takes time. Like it takes a few cycles. And then, so I try to explain to her how this works. But I think she's got a lot of health ailments and health issues. And so there's times when she's not feeling okay. And I think that has a lot to do with it, where her moods are just not there. And so there's times that I'll tell, and she'll tell me, well, you're stressed. That's why it's not working, because you're stressed. And I'll say, but I'm not stressed. I'm not, you know. And she'll say, you think about it too much, and that's why it's not working, and things like that. Like she just.
Okay. So first of all, Natalia, I just want to let you know, you're like my hero. I love it when a woman takes a stand for what it is that she desires. I so applaud you for being the woman who continues to say yes. It's just a beautiful thing. One of the things that I would offer you as an area to explore is, are you taking responsibility for mom's feelings? Because mom has the right to have whatever feelings that she has about the situation, but so do you. Mm-hmm. It sounds to me like you are perfectly, you know, you're like, hey, it just takes time. I'm going to keep saying yes. I'm in the game here. I'm going to keep moving forward. But what brings you down is mom's reaction.
Yes.
And so one of the things that's really important here is, and I've taught this before in a different teleseminar, and my clients know that I'm notorious for encouraging them to ask this question. And it's, you've got to ask it a lot when you've got familial situations or when you have situations that come up where other people's opinions are starting to come up, is you got to say, is this mine or is this someone else's?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because mom's feelings about disappointment or mom's, you know, emotions about the situation, those are hers. They're not yours.
True.
It's entirely up to you. You know, if you want to take responsibility for mom's emotional response, you know, that's your business. You know, that's entirely up to you. I'm not here to judge you, nor am I here to, like, you know, wave a wand and fix all these problems. It's really just a way. I want to love on you. I want to mentor you and coach you to think, you know, hey, is this really mine? Because right now you've got enough going on. You don't necessarily need to take responsibility for what everybody else is feeling. It's entirely your choice. You're an intelligent, creative woman. You get to do whatever you want to do. But, but if you want to take things to the next level, really smart women say, well, is this mine or is this someone else's? Stay in your own lane, my love. If, you know, she gets to have whatever emotion she wants to have about that. But you want to have good, healthy boundaries around that so that, you know, mom gets to feel what she wants to feel. You get to feel what you want to feel. Because what I'm hearing from you is that you know this is going to happen for you. This is simply a matter of time. Am I interpreting that correctly?
Yes, I do. I know it's going to happen. I do. Mm-hmm.
Boom. Yes. So don't let anybody rain on that parade. You know, I can tell that you absolutely love your mom, but you're not responsible for how she feels, you know, and don't make her wrong or don't make yourself right in this whole process. She just gets to have whatever emotion and you're not responsible for cleaning that up. You just get to be with her. You get to witness her emotion if you choose and, you know, but put up a nice little, put up a healthy barrier around that so you don't take on what's not yours. Does that make sense?
It does. And I have heard that before. I've been told that when it's the kind of the thought of like, is this mine? Does this belong to me? No, return to sender. It doesn't belong to me. So I have heard that before.
I love it. Well, I love it. Good. If you've heard it before, then thank the universe for having you hear it again, because clearly it's a message you need to hear again, love.
Yes.
So that's so I am so excited for you. Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. Thank you. Yes.
You are perfect. So welcome. I'm so excited for you. I can't wait to have you be on another call and say, I'm pregnant. And just know
thank
that we'll
you.
Celebrate you when it's that time, okay?
All right, Rosanne. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome, my love. So I'm going to mute your line for your privacy. I'm going to take one. Oh, I got another question here coming in from Albertville, Alabama. So if you've raised your hand and you're from Albertville, Alabama, and your last two digits on your number are 41, what's your name and what's your question?
Hi, I'm Serena, and I think it's funny that I'm a criminal defense attorney, so when you said that, a bell went off in my head, so I was like, oh, my gosh. So
ding,
I understand
ding,
the stress.
Awesome.
The stress of being an attorney as to your body. I'm 37.
Yes.
And this is just like your story. I know. I'm 37, and I've been PCOS, and I've been and along with that, a lot of health problems and a lot of medications that I'm on. I've lost 93 pounds, so I'm like working on it. But I'm doing this for health. Well, I adopted a son when I was 33, and I wanted more than one child. And I think at the first, it was like so grateful that the universe gave me him that I was just like, and this is enough. But then once I started to like, you know, realize he, you know, I wanted more than that because I wanted a big family when I was younger. But now it's starting to, I'm starting to realize that I want a child. It just hit me like I want to carry a child. I've never wanted to carry a child ever until like within the last month or so. I've just been feeling it because I was so terrified of physically carrying a child with all the health problems. And I have two other sisters who had different fertility issues and they've all had miscarriages. And so I've never been pregnant or anything. So I just, you know, so I've decided that that's where I'm at and I'm ready to do it. I'm obviously working on the health stuff and I'm doing, you know, I've been following my intuition and doing being my own advocate. But basically I'm just thinking that maybe it's too late and that I've maybe damaged my body so far with the years of bad health, even though I've been working on it. I'm just thinking that I'm so bankrupt physically that it cannot happen for me. And then I also think that I'm going to be too old of a mother. So that's like my fear. So I was just wondering if you had like a mantra for me that I could work on, because I really do want a child. I want to carry a child. And so
Serena,
that's what I want. Okay.
Serena.
Yes.
My love. You said you're 37?
Yes.
Spring chicken, baby. That's your mantra.
I know.
Spring
okay.
chicken. Are you serious?
Okay.
Okay, that's the old prosecutor coming out me. Here, my love, it is never too late. Were you tuning in to what I was sharing about Senator Tammy Duckworth? This woman got her legs blown off. You know, are you so special that you can't make your dreams come true?
No, I can do it.
That's
it's just, me. I just don't know.
Oh, you do know, my love. You do know. You said you're feeling it. This is where the first thing that I taught all of you beautiful lovelies that are on the line right now, trust yourself. Something came up for you. You know, you're feeling it. You're feeling this desire to carry a child. And what a beautiful thing. You know, you have a son already. I got that right? You adopted a son? Okay.
Yes.
So the universe is loving on you, Serena. Not only did the universe give you a son, the universe is giving you this desire. You know, I want to carry a child. What a wonderful thing. What a wonderful thing. You've got to trust yourself and look at all these beautiful things that you're doing to get everything in alignment. It sounds like you've had massive victories in losing some weight. That's beautiful. And, you know, this idea, you know, I'm kind of asking myself, I know you said you were a criminal defense attorney, but I'm wondering if you might have been a judge because you're so judgmental on your body. You know, you called yourself, you know, you're down on your body. You're bankrupt physically. What kind of language is that, woman? Oh, my goodness. It's like you're throwing the book at your own body.
Out.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So I'm going
to
pick
I'm drafting
so
arguments against myself, aren't I?
Yeah, you know what? So let me be your defense attorney right now. I'm going to take my prosecutor hat off and I'm going to put the defense attorney on and say, Serena, you've got this, baby. You've got this. You deserve probation, not a jail sentence. You know, you deserve to be, you know, acquitted. Acquit yourself of all this nonsense that you're bankrupt physically and, you know, all this, you know, you've got to forgive. That is going to be the mantra for you. Forgive your body, my love. It seems like she's trying so hard. If you're able to lose 93 pounds, and I hope I got that right, that takes some grit. It takes discipline. It takes a load of self-love. And it takes a whole lot of forgiveness for 93 pounds of choices. So I want you to forgive yourself right now. I can't make you do it, but you're strong. Anyone who has been through what you've been through and having the career that you have, you got grit, girl. So I want you to start forgiving yourself. Give yourself permission to forgive. Like, who cares what you're, you know, what has come and gone? You know, age 37, girl, like I said, spring chicken. That's going to be your mantra. Whenever you start to beat yourself up about age, spring chicken. You're going to listen to this recording and say, spring chicken. You're going to remember me saying, spring chicken. And yeah. You're also going to assume the role of the woman who forgives herself. You know, I've worked with plenty of women who have PCOS, like all these, you know, there's just so many different examples of women that I've worked with who have the most dismal statistics. They become mamas over and over and over again. You know, you've got to put yourself in the game. Don't give up on yourself before you've even started. Like, you deserve to have the most amazing life. My love, you have a son. You want to model that for your son about what's possible. Look at how amazing mom is. Mom sets a goal, and mom achieves her goal on her terms. Okay? Underscore that. Remember why you're here. Your journey, sure. Your rules. You get to create your own set of rules. Every woman on this journey has a right to dictate that for herself. And you, as a strong woman who makes things happen in her life, you get to do the same. Now, how is that for a closing argument in favor of the defense of Serena?
Pretty good.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to, this is a little homework assignment that I'm going to give you. You get to decide if you want to do it or not, but I'm giving it to you in love, because I know what it's like to be in your, you know, in that position where you're like, everybody's telling you you're too old, or, you know, it seems like it's too late. But I want you to take some time. And I want you to journal. You know, it doesn't have to be like 10,000 pages, but just journal on the subject.
Mm-hmm.
I, Serena, love and appreciate and honor my desires because. That's the prompt. I, Serena, love and honor my desires because. And just run through that. Why do you love and honor your desires? Why, you know, what are the things that cause you? I mean, you referenced intuition. So obviously you're connected with that. That's part of who you are. And so you want to give yourself that permission. Explore this. Give yourself a chance to get to know what's really important for you here and run with it. That's what you deserve. You deserve this. And what's so beautiful, my love, is that when you honor this desire in yourself, you're going to teach your son to do that as well.
Yes.
This journey is such a gift. Yeah.
It is a gift.
It is such an opportunity for every woman to learn how to take a stand for what it is that she desires most. It's such a beautiful opportunity. I know it doesn't always feel like that. You're like, Roseanne, what the hell are you talking about? You know, like all this misery. But it's like what's available on the other side of it, the woman that you become in the process, holy smokes is all what I would say about that. It's just so amazing. So I'm hugging you super tight, Serena. Go for it, my love. Don't forget who you are. You know, what you do is so important, and the lives that you're touching through your own work and the life that you've touched by welcoming your son into your family. I mean, you get to do this again. You get to do this on your terms. You got it?
Yes, thank you.
All right, my love. Thank you for being here this morning. So I'm going to mute your line for your privacy. So I'm going to take one more question, and then I'm going to wrap this up. I'm so happy to have been with all of you this morning. I'm going to double check to see. I want to make sure I'm not missing anybody. Let me see. I'm going to go to the Q&A super fast to see if there's anything else. I'm so happy to have spent all this time with you, loves. Okay, let's see here. Okay, looks like here's a question from Aaron in Queens, New York. What advice can you give to women such as myself whose entire female support system, without exaggeration, is pregnant? Okay, Aaron, so this is what I would say to you. Use everybody else's pregnancy as an example of what's possible for you. Simple as that. Don't make it mean that you are excluded. Don't make it mean that it happens for everyone else but you. Here's the deal. It is an example of what is possible for you. Simple shift, lightning fast. oh, this is just evidence of what's possible for me and where I'm going to be. You know, so often we go to exclusion. You know, we compare ourselves to other women to the exclusion, you know, of ourselves. We say, oh my gosh, well, she must be better than me or all this other stuff. You know, whatever your story is, Erin, I don't want to put words in your mouth. But we end up just becoming overwhelmed by that. Instead of using it to bolster ourselves, instead of using other people's possibilities and other people's circumstances as aspirational, you know, once I made that huge shift in myself and stopped hating on the woman next to me at Whole Foods who was pregnant and allowed her pregnancy to be my aspiration, I mean, rocked my world. You know, I found myself being super excited about seeing women that were pregnant, even before I got pregnant with my son, and really being able to see how beautiful women are when they're pregnant, and knowing in my soul, because I trusted myself, and I wasn't going to let other people's opinions and all these other things, and everything we talked about this morning, by taking responsibility for my thoughts and my beliefs, I was able to turn it around. And you can do that too. You totally have that within you, Erin. So I really want to support you to do that as well. Make other people's pregnancies aspirational. Don't use those things to drag you down, because it's not fair to you and it is absolutely not fair to them. Okay, my love? So I hope that really helps you. So I think that looks like it's our last question. So my loves, I really want to thank you for being here this morning. It's been such a pleasure. I mean, so many amazing questions. So it's just fantastic. Here, let me just make sure. I have a question here from North Dade, Florida. If the number you're calling in from ends in 3-2 and you're calling in from Florida, it looks like you have a question, love. So I'm going to unmute your line and let's see if I got that right. If you're calling in from Florida, what's your name and what's your question? Hello? Love, do you have a question for me? Okay, doesn't sound like it. So, all right, my loves, this is Rosanna Austin. I'm going to be wrapping it up right now. I want to thank you so much for being here this morning. Remember, this is your journey. You get to live by your own rules. Create the experience that you desire here. Be the woman who takes a stand for what she wants. You know, be the smart woman who takes information, you know, opinions and statistics. Take them in, but don't make them verdicts. Okay, just be the smart woman who deciphers and is discerning of what she believes is true on this journey. Okay, your journey, your rules, my loves. Again, my name is Roseanne Austin, and a huge shout out to Circle and Bloom for making this time that we have had this morning available. So much love, hashtag love Circle and Bloom. All of you ladies, remember, what's in your heart, it's there because it was meant for you. Go for it like a woman whose hair is on fire. And I'll see you next month in the next teleseminar. Take care.